code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Edge Entry Club Sprint, 9th May 2012. I always tell people at the start of the broadcast rather than pester them all throughout that they should go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and make use of the website. Lots of people are, of course, but newcomers should try it because there's thousands of, over 1,000 audios for free download where you can start to understand the system you're born into. And for then they give shortcuts to the young. That's probably the beauty of it. They can save years of banging their heads against the system where they think maybe they're a failure, they aren't getting the carrot that they're promised to at school. And they can learn to understand it's not their fault. It's a rigged system. The whole system is absolutely rigged. And it has been for an awful long time. The trick is to create nations and then get nations to compete with each other, just as they used to do with factories. And the Soviet Union was a great example where they gave awards to factories that would outdo another factory within the Soviet Union. They're doing the same game now with countries. We've got to compete with China. We've got to compete with Europe. It's all competition. And, of course, it's all so that the same clique, basically, who gave you this system and run it all, can profit massively from the whole shebang. So help yourself to the audios, understand the organizations that flourished in the 1800s and got together in the late 1800s and formed a world society, the intention of taking over the globe and all of its resources, including the human resources too. It's quite simple, really, when you understand it. Written about by people who were involved in its world meetings. They love to turn their books out. Nobody reads them, but it's all documented stuff, and you're living through the proof of it today. Number two, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can support me by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests or give you drama or anything like that. I just give you the straight facts as they are, and I don't sell you anything apart from books and discs. So you can buy them at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and from the US to Canada, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders from the post office, or you can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And as I say, the documentation is just astonishing when you get into the old books. And even bureaucrats today, as they retire, love to put their memoirs out, boasting about their participation in global meetings and the various things that were organized for the public to participate in, unknown to the public, of course. But the events love to churn out the facts and let you all know how clever they are. That's the beauty of the system. They always reveal the method after they've done it all and conned the public. The media, of course, is owned by them. It's well documented, too. They took over the media a long time ago, all the big robber barons, as they're called. Robber barons, by the way, is a good book to read. And it tells you how the early boys in the U.S. got their start and how they plundered the public over and over again, even using their tax money, of course, through Congress, just like today, to build their big empires. You can't do it on your own. You've got to get the public input and the public purse, of course. Once they have that, they own it privately. Still do today, in fact. Talking about that, too, Canada's rail system is supposed to get put back from being on strike by the government and ordered them all back on, Canadian National and the other ones too. But they're all owned by companies in New York anyway, so they're not Canadian after all. And judging from the freight that passes here, that's hardly a thing that isn't from China, because all the Chinese names and all the boxcars that go past me every single day have been for years, mind you. But you're supposed to compete with China. This is the latest game, of course. And the boys set up throughout the CFR, the system, mostly did do that 30, 40, 50, even 90 years ago. Back with more after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the big system you're born into and how it's rigged. It's rigged from the very get-go, and your parents help with the conditioning of you because they don't know either, basically, and generally anyway, for most folks, they don't know. They don't know to warn their children, like any mammal does, what's dangerous in the world. And if you don't get warned, you're very naive and you go along with the system, which is completely rigged to make sure that you never think your way out of it. And you blame yourself if you can't get to the top. You also see sort of nasty characters really getting to the top, and it can make a lot of people bitter as well. That's very, very common. And you don't realize that it's all rigged by various degrees, by different techniques, all working together to make sure that most folk never catch on to what's actually happening. But you can go into the history of even commerce and industry and study that, and you'll start to catch on to the tricks that have been used for thousands of years, but have been perfected, of course. And today, they're churning out more billionaires than ever before, generally from the commercial class. And these guys have been at it for such a long, long time, banking and commerce. I used to call them merchant bankers at one time. But they've had countries, right and left, to the extremes of both, running them both. They can really cope with any kind of system, since they create the systems that you end up in. And some of them are start with horror shows like the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. As I said before, they try to make everyone patriotic, and you have to have commerce, and you have to have industry going like crazy, because there's enemies everywhere, you understand. There's always enemies, lots of enemies, and lots of enemies within too. In that way, they can kill off everybody who complains as an enemy, a counter-revolutionary. They're using the same technique now in the whole, all of the Western countries, the
as you know, when you can guide history, you're guiding the future, you see. Great techniques. And now we're probably compete with each other, as I've said before, just like they did in the Soviet Union. They'll even come down eventually, giving medals to the top worker for the year or for the week even. They used to do that in the Soviet Union from a factory who outdid his rival in some other factory. Now it's we're all competing with China, which is ridiculous. You know, the stories they're coming out with today were coming out 20 years ago, 30 years ago even, when they talked about building China up. Because they talked about building China up actually in the 1930s at the Council on Foreign Relations meetings, which they held that year, 1938, in Australia. Long before we'd even thought of it, because China was a third world country. It didn't pull itself up by the bootstraps. They were put up, you see, by those who already controlled the globe and all the banking and the governments as well. We really, truly are in a rigged system. But it's almost pretty well passé to mention it today because it's all done. It's all done. When they set up the United Nations, the whole point of it was to do away with sovereign nations and put us into three trading blocks, as Karl Marx mentioned a long time before, you see. And then the trading blocks had to compete with each other into the ground to create the next bunch of billionaires that would go off into the sunset and live with their own in some wonderful island somewhere. Anyway, that's the real system that you live in, and you have to belong to the group to begin with, be born into them, be connected with them in various ways, or you have to join them externally from an external group into them via very high orders of masonry, things like that, to just even try to get up to lick their boots. Even licking their boots, mind you, makes you awfully wealthy, as many politicians have found. But we also get trends getting sent out for us all the time. Trends, that's what you gossip about, and how they obfuscate life in general by giving you weird stories and things like that, which often are cover-ups in themselves for big experiments that go on the public, or they're done in the public all the time without you knowing about it. The governments will never, ever admit all of the experiments they've done on their own populations. Occasionally, bits and pieces of them are admitted to, they're declassified 50 years after they've killed everybody off, and or crippled them through cancers like they have done in England with all the spraying of various substances, including cadmium, back in the 60s and 70s, and it's never really stopped. It's not doing that. They're injecting you with lots of things that is very good for you before your immune system is even working when you're a baby. And then, of course, they follow you all through your life to see if it's very effective. What kind of the public are they creating? In other words, are they dumb enough to go along and never rebel? Well, they never figure it out. For a good worker, you want someone who's cheap to keep, basically. Doesn't eat too much. Doesn't need too much. Who's quite happy with simple things. Very simple things. Simple entertainment, cheap. And that doesn't want much out of life. And who's obedient to the boss and doesn't cause waves. You see, that's what you want. Plato talked about it thousands of years ago, creating that exact type of being. It's never stopped talking about it. It's a dream for those who rule, you see. And, of course, it doesn't stop them from trying. Lord Bertrand Russell, who was an intergenerational peer in the House of Lords, and he had quite a family history too. I touched on one of his predecessors. I think it was his dad, actually, who actually called about. He actually said that the during the famine in Ireland that the people were just white chimps. White chimps, he said, because Darwinism was awfully popular amongst the elite. Still is, of course. And Russell took over. But Russell himself said that these techniques of dumbing down the public by the use of food, chemicals, he said, we shall use, include and put in the water and the food, he says, and even by the use of the needle, he says, we shall create compliant populations. He says, this is irresistible, this ability to do this is irresistible to governments. In other words, they would definitely use it, and of course they have been using it. They talked about overpopulation back in when they created the League of Nations, the precursor of the United Nations. And the same group that you created these groups, the UN and the LON, are the boys who set up the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They're all bankers and bankers' sons, international lenders, and the counterpart, their branch for America was called the Council on Foreign Relations. They have the CFR all over the planet now. And they put in the presidents and so on. So we live in a completely rigged society, is what I'm saying. And at the bottom, we're just lab rats, where we sit in a cage every morning and chat amongst ourselves when we wake up and say, what are the guys in the white coats going to do to us today? That's really what it's about. That's really what it's about. We can talk till we're blue in the face. We can simulate that with chemicals too. But the thing is, there's nothing they can't do and nothing they will not do for this world society that they're bringing in. And it's not going to be a fair society. It's not intended to be fair. It's all rigged again. They have so many factions too, all funded by the same foundations that actually fight each other. And that's why you can't get unification on anything amongst the general public. It's all intentional divide and conquer. And they supply the leaders for all these different NGOs and groups that end up standing up for this right and that right and every right under the sun. And some you can't even think of yet. They're always making up new ones. But we get tossed little tidbits occasionally. And I can remember when there's a series of books came out. They made movies about it too with Anthony Hopkins. And one of them was to do with Hannibal, the cannibal. And at the time, there was speculation about, of course, anything that came out like that from fiction generally comes into reality. There's something else going behind the scenes. And at that time, the military had been publishing articles about using very high-tech chemicals for the modern soldier, who would be not just fearless in battle, but he would be like an animal, a wild animal, that was going back to a primitive stage, very primitive indeed. And then Jacob's Ladder came out, which was quite a good movie based on that kind of experiment that they were doing with the troops at the time. And out of that came BZ, a chemical which apparently when they gave it to chimps, they made the chimps rip each other apart, literally, and they're going to use this on the troops. Only a few weeks ago, I read an article about some other drug they tested on some troops, which made them kind of lovey-dovey, maybe too much. I don't know if it could be too much these days. Depends what they're pushing. But amongst each other, but they'd be very hostile to troops outside the group. So they're always experimenting, and the military is a great place for doing so, always doing that. It was only a few years ago, I think the last couple of survivors from World War II in Canada actually got compensation for being sprayed upon with all these dangerous drugs from the air that they were tested on by Canadian pilots that ended up killing everybody except these two. They all died of cancers. So anyway, that's the real world we're living in. It's very dangerous to be alive in this day and age, especially when you're naive. But democracy is great too, because they count upon the majority of the public being naive. It's like getting an inoculation and say, well, that's taken or it's not taken. You see, by testing them, you can tell if it's taken or it's not taken. Your indoctrination works that way. And those who are naive and believe everything, their indoctrination has taken on them. But so you're surrounded by them. So they always use the majority to push the minority along with whatever agenda they're going. Well, what's wrong with you? They've all accepted this. What's your problem? Same at the TSA. There's no point being a minority saying, oh, well, I don't agree with this, and then you end up getting your pat down, or they jump you or taser you or whatever, because the majority will stand back like with cow eyes and just move, basically. That's why I like democracy. Back with more after this.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, talking about basically democracy, as they call it. You can count on the majority to go along with whatever their masters want. You can count on it. They're guided towards it and always go for it, you see. Because they take the path of least resistance, even if it's detrimental to themselves in some cases in the long run, they'll still take it, you see. They live in hope. And, of course, they always use the majority against the minority, but, well, they've all accepted this, and what's your problem? And it starts off very early, in fact. If you watch children's cartoons, they get them to do things in unison. These idiotic adults pretending that they're children. It's just amazing. It's just astonishing, isn't it? Have you ever watched any of these ridiculous things? Like Mr. Dress-Up. They said Mr. Dress-Up. Boy, the indoctrination starts off early, a long time ago. But I remember going to class for the first year at school, and the teacher was making everyone clap their hands, like all in unison. And I said, well, enough of this, and I walked out and went home. It was a nice day, though. I had a good walk. But you see, you've got to understand, everything is to get you to conform and be part of the team. Conformity, conformity, conformity. And, of course, John Taylor Gatto and Charlotte Isherby have done very good exposés and books about the deliberate dumbing down of America and the techniques used. But it wasn't just in America. It was across the whole so-called civilized world, as I say, to make a perfect uniform society that would be awfully obedient to their masters, who really are getting behind the mask of propaganda and public relations they're just snubbing the gangsters at the top. But that's the truth of life, and that's how it's always been in every so-called civilization. But once in a while, as I say, things will come out, and obviously there's this military testing or something going on here and there within society. A long time ago, I read an article. It was about the CIA. It wasn't just to do with MK Ultra. It was the ongoing experiments they had for over 30 years. They tested thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people to do with prostitutes and Johns, they hired the prostitutes. They had teams. The CIA ran teams of prostitutes across America and other countries, and they would try to get the Johns to take different drugs, and they filmed it all. I mean, how much of this stuff do you would you have to film? But what was the aim of it all? You'll never know. You'll never know. But it definitely have been at a lot of shady things for an awful long time. Maybe we're just the guinea pigs. Because after all, see, the CIA isn't there to protect America. It's there to ensure that the elite who rule, those who dominate, the dominant minority, go on into the future with the kind of society of slaves or whatever that they want to go in with. And remember what Charles Galton Darwin said. He says we're in the process of creating a new, more sophisticated form of slavery for those who think they're actually free. You know, you are in a form of slavery. It's always been that way. But that article I read yesterday to do with the guy who was eating another guy, both naked and next to a big news studio, in fact, had to be in something that slipped out. Something's probably been tried within the military in some level and then got out to the public. And you do get idiots out there that will swallow anything that will give them some new kind of high as they go from high to high, as they call it. It's odd to call it high because if you watch people taking drugs, they generally slow down. It's like they get awfully low, not high, but that's the way they call it. They attract the youth, of course. But it says Miami's growling cannibal. I laughed after that. I read that article last night. I pictured a guy growling like an animal. It says he's now named as Rudy Eugene 31. And it says the man who was shot dead in Miami at the weekend after he was found biting the face off another naked man has been identified by police. Now, apparently they've got an outbreak of this. Isn't it weird? They've been churning out these ridiculous, silly zombie movies for years, where you get infected with something and you suddenly want to strip off and kill guys that are uninfected. It's just ridiculous. But here you get it breaking out in Miami. Where else? Miami, the drug capital, where it all comes into America. Anyway, it says Rudy Eugene is reportedly growled at the police officer after he was warned to back away. He just turned and growled like an animal who was protecting his grub. It says, so that the aggressor continued to eat the victim before the officer opened fire several times and killed him. And the attack next to a busy road on Saturday afternoon has been linked to an LSD-like drug. That is probably disinformation by the top, known as bath salts. Bath salts? Really? Yeah. It says about 75% of the victim's face was reportedly missing. And the cyclist who found first came across him was Larry Vega, said there was blood all over the place, and he came across the horrific scene by MacArthur Causeway. I told him to get off, he says. The guy just kept eating the other guy away, like ripping his skin. He said he alerted the police, who warned the attacker several times to back away from the victim, and the guy just stood his head up like that with a piece of flesh in his mouth and growled, he says. So the victim, who is said to be a homeless man, remained in a critical condition in hospital on Tuesday. And the Miami police spokesman said, we're expecting a report from our detectives to give more details to the media. Well, what's the delay on it? Like, there's no chemistry labs or anything? Says, we're also looking for more witnesses to the crime. What are they going to do with the witnesses, I wonder? Anyway, it says, Ives Eugene, Eugene's uncle, described the nephew as a nice and hard-working man. They're all like that, and they who washed cars at a local dealership. I think I'd look at the detergent pretty closely if I was him. Back in a moment after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix, talking about the weird things that go on and filter into the media, and then you're covered up by other stories or excuses, put it that way, for what's obviously some kind of weird experiments going on somewhere that's got out of some lab, probably by the military, and to the general population, because they always do, always happens. But the military's definitely been working on powerful drugs which make soldiers super aggressive. And it's quite a long history of that, in fact, and a lot has been exposed on it, and a lot more, I'm sure, has been covered up. But it says, Armando Aguilar of Miami's Fraternal Order of Police, that's their lodge there, told the CNN affiliate he believed the suspect could have overdosed on a type of drug known as bath salts. Made with the active ingredient methadone, this synthetic substance often causes users to become highly aggressive and experience intense hallucinations. Well, I've had that around for a long time, and this is the first time this has happened. He says, they cited 4 past overdoses in Miami area where people had also removed their clothes and gone berserk. It causes them to go completely insane and become very violent, he says. Well, as I say, the military's tried lots of drugs. There are drugs that you'll find in Colombia and other places. One of them, you can drive a chemical scopolamine, I think it is. They actually have used that in psychiatry and experimentation on people. But it can do a similar thing. It also, but it generally makes people very compliant until you can tell them to do whatever you want, and they'll do it, even help you rob them. And I'll put a link up tonight on that. But this one here is more like the BZ type. them hyperactive. It also raised their temperature, made them throw off their clothes. That's generally why I don't do something like that on these drugs. They're very hot. And if it gives them the appetite, I'm not really quite sure. It's something else added to it. But if they give that to the troops, they'd be quite good because they cut back on rations on the fields. And it's cheaper, in other words, to run them that way in the fields. So we'll never really know or get to the bottom of this until somebody else leaks something out. And if they choose to do so, we'll know about it. Same thing, too, as that's happening there. In Canada, where nothing happens, because we awfully good at illegal stuff in Canada, we don't give air or dirty laundry to the general populations of the planet. We just put out little movies about, you know, the RCMP hunting down bad guys in the snow, things like that. And that's how the people really see Canada. They don't realize the stuff that really goes on inside this country. So we're very good at propaganda and covering up because we use the old colonial style technique of covering things up, meaning anybody who mentions anything gets fired, or even worse. So, anyway, a human foot was in a package was sent to the Conservative headquarters today, I think it says. So, a police officer removes a package containing a human foot from the Conservative Party headquarters in Ottawa on Tuesday. Security personnel member walks past the door at the Conservative Party of Canada, often all these photographs and stuff at the talk. Anyway, it says, the police are investigating after a suspicious package. They're very, very British in that sense, calling it a suspicious package. They're already told it's a foot, right? Containing a human foot was delivered to the Conservative Party of Canada's headquarters in the capital, Ottawa. Upon arrival, officers noted that the box package possibly had bloodstains on it, the news release said. The hazmat unit, an emergency operations section were called, and upon further inspection of the package, it was determined that there was possibly a human foot in the box. And the coroner's office in Ottawa confirmed Tuesday evening that foot inside the box was indeed human. That's where the experts were. And it says CTV Ottawa's Joan Schnur said police have yet to confirm why the foot was sent. Well, they have told us, right? But it's quite interesting to see that this was sent. Now, it could be a stunt by medical students or something, because we've got lots of bodies now to play with and take organs from and different parts and all that. So we won't know. Or is it a threat from some other rival party at that level? But anyway, it's interesting to the police sergeant that says, he looked at it and he says, it was suspicious. I'd say so, wouldn't you say that? The initial package was opened. It was deemed suspicious, he said. That's why they're police, you see. Any ability to elaborate in a speculative way is drummed out of them. They can't be colourful, so it was deemed suspicious getting a foot in the box. Yeah. So there you go for the news for Canada. Quite something indeed, eh? And also, mass migration of the super rich. Now, for as long as I can remember, the United Nations has been prattling on, because remember, they're owned by the international bankers who set up their own issue of international affairs, and they also set up the United Nations. Because they want a kind of socialist-type system to run the dumbed-down masses and pretend that you've got a champion. And, of course, that's what the UN pretends it is, with the champion of the downtrodden sort of stuff. And it's, of course, that's how they run us, by cons. But it says the mass migration of the super rich. They're always talking about the massive gulf between the rich and the poor is growing. Oh, it's going ever wider. In other words, it's harder to jump across. Yeah. But it says the global rich are on the move. It says whether it's wealthy French or Americans fleeing the prospect of higher taxes, or wealthy Russians and Chinese trying to escape political uncertainty, millionaires and billionaires around the world are migrating like never before, according to government statistics and relocation experts. They've got experts and everything, eh? Relocation experts. Anyway, there's a sudden awakening amongst the wealthy that they're no longer bound to a certain country. Now, when have the rich ever been bound to a certain country? You understand, it's been thousands of years they've been at this game, said David Lesperance, a Toronto-based attorney who specializes in relocating the rich. After the recession and other recent events, they realize they need to get themselves in better fiscal shape. For the wealthy, the idea of moving has changed from something that's interesting or exotic is something they feel they really need to do. The number of Americans seeking to renounce their citizenship surged to more than 1,700 last year, more than twice the rate of 2009, according to the U.S. Treasury data compiled by Andrew Mitchell, international tax attorney. Among them was Eduardo Saverin, a Facebook billionaire who famously moved to Singapore before giving up his citizenship last year. This year, 460 people expatriated in the first quarter alone. In France, the wealthy are eyeing Switzerland, Britain and Singapore as possible escapees from President Francois Hollande's proposed 75% tax on income exceeding 1 million euros. They never do that. They always tell you that to get elected. You know, once they're in, they play the hard left idea and all that nonsense. You can also tell the classes they're in, too, because it says, in France, the wealthy are eyeing Switzerland, Britain and Singapore. Well, you know Switzerland's number one if you've got billions, you see. Singapore probably too, and Britain at the bottom if you're just a millionaire. And you'll lose that quickly too with the taxes there and the cost of living. But it says, in the end, 2010, more than 33% of those fleeing are French, it says. And meanwhile, the newly rich people in several emerging markets, such as Russia, China or Brazil, are looking to come to better to protect their wealth or families, it says. And Brazil is stinking rich, actually, because the drug barons are there. They've always been there, actually. They came in with Columbus and Cortes. And the elite, actually, have always been the same elite running all of Latin America and the drugs, too. Anyway, they want to get out because it's not dangerous. They want to keep the market running, but they want to get out themselves. Anyway, the combination of slowing growth, particular uncertainty in the volatile markets at home, has lured some of the newly rich around the world to move to Britain or the United States. Wealthy Russians are moving to London. That, I think, is the biggest amount of billionaires in any city, actually, is Russia, is Moscow. Yeah. And it says they're moving to London in such large numbers that local commentators have coined the term London Grand. Roman Abramovich, the Russian multi-billionaire who owns the Chelsea Football Club, is the highest profile rich Russian in Britain, but he's only one of 10 Russian billionaires living there. An estimated 1,000 Russian millionaires now call London home. Because you see, the same guys that, you understand, under the communist system, the same families that plundered the country, there's lots of money we made during the communist era, if you belong to the right clubs, basically. And many of them fled afterwards. It wasn't a sudden collapse of the wall. It was all planned to go down. And most of them had already put their money abroad into big bank accounts. And they headed off for LA and other places as well afterwards, even Toronto. Attorneys and real estate agents in London who deal with Russian rich say their clients are attracted to stability and refined culture of London, as well as the relative safety. After tumultuous presidential elections last year, wealthy Russians are increasingly nervous about the country's political stability and their own fortunes, the experts say, it says. Meanwhile, Chinese millionaires and billionaires are flocking to the United States. That's what you have to do. I can remember Nixon talking to the head of the China once. It was a kind of one of these visits, just like they had with Gorbachev. You know, they put cowboy hats on each other and have a little quiet punching thing at the shoulder, a little punch, you know, for the media. But Nixon says, you people can't emigrate. And Mao Zedong, well, if we can give you $1 billion tomorrow, would that do you, for starters? And that was the end of that conversation. You don't have to do it by war. You do it through immigration. You can take over any country, especially when it's authorized by the United Nations and the boys who run the world. Anyway, it says, more than 2,000 Chinese citizens sought to immigrate to the U.S. in 2011 through the so-called investor visa. That's more than twice the number in 2010. The program allows foreigners and their families to receive permanent U.S. residency for an investment of $500,000 or more, in some cases $1 million or more. That also creates a minimum number of jobs, so they can invest in some ongoing company. It could even be a scam, actually. And once they're in, they just break up the fake company, and in comes Granny and everybody else. So the impacts of all these new migratory patterns for the wealthy are still emerging. Some economists and sociologists say the rootlessness of the new rich could further tear the fabric of countries and communities, since the wealthy won't be as grounded in local charities, workers, or businesses. It'll also lead to an arms race in tax policy, with locales like Singapore and St. Kitts offering generous income tax and capital gains rates to attract wealthy spenders and taxpayers. So, I'll put that link up tonight too, for those who are interested in the billionaires. And behind every great fortune, there's a crime. But who cares, eh? Nobody cares about that. Now, the U.S. U.S. is examining the plan for the United Nations to regulate the Internet, as its House lawmakers will consider an international proposal next week to give the United Nations more control over the Internet. It's backed by China, Russia, Brazil, India, and other U.N. members, and would give the United Nations International Telecommunications Union more control over the governance of the Internet. It's an unpopular idea with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Congress, and officials with the Obama administration have also criticized it. So they give the usual back-and-forth nonsense, but the idea is eventually to have this world system regulated by the United Nations down the road. And we'll see how that goes. Everything's planned, you understand. There's no such thing as a debate. You have a long-term agenda. Every part of it's debated probably 40 years ago. And that is, to keep you believing this is reality and you're on a cutting edge, they come out with these stories like the left spamming the right to see if it should go forward or not. That's just to keep you trapped in the fake illusion again. Tuna, you don't even know if this is to do with the upcoming meeting in Rio de Janeiro with Maurice Strong, to do with Rio Plus 20, because they really want you all to be vegetarian or not, but you don't know. You just don't know anymore because propaganda wars is going on all the time. Benedict's bluefin tuna's cut off the U.S. coast. It's been found to contain radioactive material from Japan's quake-struck Fukushima nuclear plant, according to a new study. Researchers found modestly elevated levels of two radioactive isotopes in 15 bluefin tuna caught off the coast of San Diego, California, in August 2011, according to the study published online Monday by Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Researchers said that elevated radioactivity posed no risk to public health, as the observed levels were more than an order of magnitude lower than the Japanese safety limit and were lower than other naturally present isotopes. Well, really, I mean, so you don't know what to believe anymore, do you? Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have the 134 cesium and 137, etc., in your system at all. You know how they date old skeletons? People who were born before World War II and the nuclear testing don't have certain traces of radioactive material in their bone structure. You can actually tell everybody who's been born after World War II because we have just a strontium and various things in the bone, the cellular structure. So we've all got something or another, and we're doomed in a whole bunch of ways, but we certainly don't need our worries added to by these nuclear plants crumbling, which they're doing, because the big multi-billionaires that go across the planet don't want to invest in the things that they own to repair them or keep them up to scratch now that everything's privatized. But maybe that's how the world will go, you know, eventually. Just the survival of the fittest takes us all down. And mind you, the way things really go, they will survive again in some other way, which they aren't telling us about. Blackmail is a fantastic thing in commerce. Great thing, especially in the system we live in. Because, you see, if Greece goes, here's what they're telling you now, to make everybody say, oh, save Greece, save, keep it in the euro, keep it in the European Union. Greece's exit from the eurozone will cost Britain a crippling £230 billion. And its economy would further plunge into recession. Experts, you know, this white-coated priest guys, have warned. This analysis by Bank of America and Merrill Lynch predicted the Bank of England would have to print another £200 billion in a bid to boost the economy. What a joke. You understand, well, all of economics is a con game. It's not a con game. If it was actually a science, none of us would never be in a mess to start with, ever, you know. I mean, the same characters who were collapsing the planet and plundered the planet just recently, the same bankers, I have all these top economists that didn't see it happening, except for their bosses, Don knew it was happening 4 years before it did. And they even had conferences with all the top banks saying, well, the government will have to bail us out 4 years before it happened. I understand it's all a game, folks. And we're always the losers for these gangsters at the top. So here you are, blackmailing you. Oh, if you let Greece go, my goodness, it's going to be even worse. And I'm going to love the word to get it, too. It says, Merrill Lynch UK economist Nick Bates said the eurozone economy would plummet by around 4% if Greece is forced out. news comes days after it emerged that UK's double dip recession. I love, what's a double dip recession? They should call it depression, but no, you don't say recessions now. We don't have depressions anymore. It's called recessions now, you see. Double dip recession. Double dip. Is that like poorer and poorer? How is that? You know, how to define it? But it's deeper than it was originally thought. They just found that out now, you see. So they would have to bail out Greece forever, for eternity. And Spain too, and Portugal, and a whole bunch of other ones. And by the time I'd done all that, to start with Britain, because he'd been bailing everybody else out by borrowing money to throw at Greece and Spain and Portugal. What a con. It's all a con. I hope you realize it's all a con. I really do hope you understand how it works. Where do you think all this money is going? There's a lot more billionaires who want to travel the planet and go to exotic places and do exotic things. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I'm Alan Watt, cutting this with Matrix and bringing some reality into a few people's lives, because many people out there really haven't caught on, and they get caught up in the ridiculous stories that are given to them and excuses that are given to them time after time, from terrorism everywhere, old sort of reds under the bed ploy, and same as the Soviet system, they had counter-revolutionaries everywhere, in every house, you know, same idea. And meanwhile, they're getting plundered like crazy because society is utterly corrupt, you understand? We're completely materialistic, atheistic, and corrupt. Every movie they churn out, it's always about the rich and famous, and everybody's pawing after the celebrities. You know, they don't want poor folk telling you engineer celebrities to sort of mumble through scripted lines on mundane trivia. And that's good enough for them. But they all want to be up there, and they're really envious. But here's a good article here as an example. It's happening all over the planet, in politics everywhere. There's always money going missing, trillions, billions, millions. And the former head of the fraud and security for digital banking at Lloyds of London, has been charged by the fraud and security for digital banking with fraud for taking £2.5 million for herself. The former head of fraud and security for digital banking has been charged with defrauding her employee, the Crown Prosecution Service said today. CPS said that the Metropolitan Police had been authorised to charge Jessica Harper with one count of fraud by abuse of position. I wonder what else she scammed during that time that they don't know yet. The charge raised an allegation that between 1st September 2008 and 21st September 2011, Jessica Harper dishonestly and with intention of making a gain for herself, that means she had ambition, abused her position as an employee of Lloyds Banking Group, in which she was expected to safeguard the financial interests of Lloyds Banking Group by submitting false invoices, declaring the payments totaling it's almost £2.5 million, to which she was not entitled. So they go ahead with the prosecution. But see, what I'm saying is the whole system is corrupt, understand? The whole system is corrupt. Look at politics alone. Look how much money you have to get to even run for politics. That's if you can get the papers to mention you. Anybody mentioned in the major media is authorised to be there, so it doesn't matter if you get in or not, or somebody else gets in, they're all authorised. The guys that are not authorised, even if they had the money, you'll never even know they exist. It's that simple. There's been lots of exposés done on this kind of thing before. But at the top, it's just incredible corruption. At the bottom, mind you, we're not supposed to be bothered with these mind-bending things, these cerebral things. And in fact, you're supposed to be happy with your trivia and seeing who has the latest, you know, silicone boobs and things like that on television to keep you happy. And most folk are pretty happy, actually. Most folk are pretty happy, is, you know, when they've got a bit of health left, all the poisonous food that they've got and the injections they've got haven't kicked in with some long-standing illness. They're quite happy, and they can do their regular little things. And they live in a little bubble, they call it. So they say at the top, they live in a little bubble, each person does, of your own little world. And just like any creature, you like routine, your own little routine. And as long as that routine is really severely interrupted and you can afford it, you won't complain about anything at all. In other words, most folk take servitude for granted, in a sense. You know, I think it's probably always been that way, but it's more perfected now with the food and the chemicals and the injections. Because after all, the multi-billionaires have got big plans for the future and their own offspring, ruling over a future world of servile, happy, contented morons. Well, from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods.